No new faces today.
No new faces.
We are the same.
Is that my teacher?
Ah, that's right.
Why? Die, go, where you go. This is Bhakta Keet. And here is Sri Sudha. And Dasarata Sutta.
Kamalasana.
Yes. Dasarata Sutta gone to my book.
No. Not doing well.
Not doing well. Stomach trouble?
No. Previously he had some jaundice.
Jaundice?
Yeah, and occasionally, now just weakness strikes now and then. So on account of that, he took some rest. He said, I'm going to try and come. I may be late, I'll try and come now. Weakness.
Hare Krishna. Any question?
Maharaj, yesterday you said, you were mentioning to me that in the case of some advanced devotees, for some time they were eating less for purpose of defeating Mayavadis. Who was that? What was that example?
That is of two kinds. What I told, that is for the preaching staff.
Yes.
And there is another section that are not meant to preach for the time being, still to show that to control and the force of the mundane senses, some sort of abstention is necessary. Why not engaged in any work? And seva karjo, the service, only living a secluded life, austerity is necessary at that time. In the case of Raghunath Das, he was at that time not in a preaching mood, ostentatiously. But he showed his abnegation to the highest degree. And what I told, that was in the case of Rupa Sanatana. They had to compete there with the Mayavadi section. That though they recommend the Yukta Vairagya, but not for their enjoying purpose. To establish Yukta Vairagya and the Vraja Bhajan, they had to practice more indifference and abnegation, that is Vairagya to the highest degree, in competition with the Mayavadi, that they may not blame them that they are encouraging the sense pleasures.
Amazing.
Even so much so, did not take shelter under one tree for some long time. Every day under a separate tree, they took shelter. Ekoika bhikkhatale ekoika sasayam. One day under one tree, another day under the shade of another tree. In this way they wandered in Vrindavan and spent their time in quest of the holy pastimes. They are conscious, they are going to establish Bhujo Leela, even Madhura Leela, very similar to mundane life. Yeah? So, when they are to establish that is over and above the plane of renunciation, just as Gurudeva Goswami says, Parinishthitopi Narjunye Uttama Sloka Leelaya Ghitare Tara Vyatsuya Kanunga Padhita. Don't think that the Leela in Vrindavan that has got any relationship with that of this mundane world. Yeah? I am well established in the mood of renunciation for a long time. And what captured my attention, that is from the higher side, you have to conjecture that this dynamic character, that is of serving mode, not similar to this mundane mode. That is nothing to do with this world of enjoyment. That is world of service, dedication. To distinguish that, they have to strictly follow the life of highly renounced persons, which even these fellows cannot imitate. That was necessary. That we are above nirguna, not any enjoying mood to be traced within us. It was necessary. And Das Goswami, he played the part of a beginner. As a beginner, they should not enjoy in the name of bhajan, anukulyasya sankalpa, yukta vairagya. In the name of yukta vairagya, they should not pass on the enjoying temperament. Want to indulge in the name of yukta vairagya. They should not indulge in taking and satisfying their senses. So he showed that person, yukta vairagya. Mahaprabhu also told, bhalona khaibe ar bhalona poribe, gammo katha na sunibe, gammo katha na kahibe, bhalona khaibe ar bhalona poribe. Don't attend, don't mix with the people engaged in this mundane life. And don't eat what is tasteful to your tongue. And also, don't use garments which is pleasing to dress. Bhalona khaibe ar bhalona poribe. Para means to use the garments, the good garments. But those who take to service in a missionary, in an organization, it is a separate thing. They should use that yukta vairagya. Whatever is necessary to render maximum service, they should take that. Even sometimes milk, your brain work, one who is engaged in brain work, some milk diet may be necessary for him. or ordinary, this body, the physical level, one should accept some dull. That is chief and nutritious. Of course, if we can digest that. Anyhow, maximum energy should be utilized in the service of the Vaishnava and the Sampradaya. In that case, they may not much to accept the show of abnegation in the furnace. There, we do not want that they should be less fed and weak and won't be able to render expected service. That is not. And especially, Rupa Sanatana, by their life of abnegation, they established the theory. In the beginning, it was difficult. The competition with the Mayavadins was very high. So he had to take that position, that we are not less, we are not afraid of the life of renunciation in this body. Still we recommend that this is not the be-all and end-all of life, the renunciation. That the positive life is there. Yukta Vairagya is necessary. We recommend Yukta Vairagya, but not for us. We are not inferior to you, but on principle we say that Yukta Vairagya is the most effective in this way. Because we are to prepare for the service and not for the ultimate renunciation, to accept that is our goal. The abnegation is our goal. Or all renunciation is our goal, we don't admit that. That is a positive thing, that is a dynamic life, that is a life of service, and we must, but still that is not Pandey. We support that, but we, not for the weakness which is required for renunciation, not for that purpose, but it is for the sake of the truth, we say. So much so that when anyone visiting from Vrindavan used to come to see Mahaprabhu, then Mahaprabhu asked them how Rupa Sanatana is doing there, how behaving, how living. They used to say, oh, their self-abnegation, their renunciation is incomparable, unparalleled. Living one night under the shade of one tree, the next day another tree, not in the same, under the same tree, same shade, that some arrangement is ready there. Every day, meeting with new accommodation. No attachment, that this is my pet place, this is very suitable, I shall live under this tree, know that. Every day, Aniketa Sthiramati in Bhagavad Gita. No fixed living room or place. Aniketa. No living place, no fixed living place. Today here, next day there. No attachment. Of a few years of land, that here I must stay, I must cleanse, not like that. Akashavati, not fixed diet, whatever comes in whatever time, whatever day, I'm living on that. No. And then no, aniketa. Akashavati means whatever comes, out of his own accord, take that. Not any fixed diet, and definite diet. Whatever comes, which day, to be satisfied with that. Akashavati, that is bhojan, and aniketa, no fixed place to lay down the body. Aniketa. That is Vaikuntha. Whatever, being accustomed to the space and the time and the food. Whatever by the will of the Lord is coming, that is my prasad. He is making arrangement. Whatever time, whatever day, I must not allow my time and energy to use for my comfort. I won't. No food, all right. 1-2 days without food. Shushka ruti chana chivai. Getting, whatever getting by begging little, this fried gram. Chana means gram. Fried gram.
Chickpeas.
And also this dry bread that is stale. Not fresh. Cannot buy bhog parihar. But their previous habit was like a respectable family, family members. He was the high officers of the king. So comfortable life they are accustomed with. But when the king out to take sannyas, but if we eat that, we will die. We will be finished. Because they are parts of the bhakta. Their body was not material. They could show such high standard and still lived up to 80, 90 years. And they did so many works, produced so many writings and establishment of temple, discovery of holy places, collection of books, did hard labor and uncertain minimum food and uncertain minimum vasasthan,
residence.
Only to lay down the body wheresoever. In this way they have given such wealth, so many books, and that is collection from all sorts of scriptures. Very high rank, the comparative study. If we say brain work, then very high order the brain work they produced in that poorly styled living. Hare Krishna. And Das Goswami, the prasad of Jagannath, stayed 2-3 days after given to the cows of Jagannath. They also could not, bad odor, could not take. He took that rice and washed it with much water again and again, and the little whatever was found, a little hard substance within that rotten rice, with applying some salt, he used to take that. It came to the to Mahaprabhu, that Raghunath Das, and his father's income was 20 lakhs at that time. Then 12 lakhs to rent to give to the Nabab, and 8 lakhs net income. Only one son in the family. His position is such that the rotten rice, whatever little hard substance in the middle, washing, eliminating the outskirts with some salt, he used. Mahaprabhu heard this. And one day he went to visit. Vajragnath, you are taking your prasadam. just I want to take a morsel. Mm. He took, oh, so sweet, Raghunath, you eat nectar, prasadam. So sweet, I have taken much prasadam, many, from many sorts, but so sweet prasad I have never taken, Raghunath. You don't give it to me. Sarada caught hold of the hand of Mama. No, never. 1, 2, 3, no more. It is not for you, my Lord. It is for us. Because Bhaji Radha Krishna Seva Manase Koribe. Because within there are Krishna with Yashoda, much eating, the butter, the butter, the other good things they are eating. Krishna is meeting with the gopis, talking with pleasure, all these things. Yes. And within, encouraging all these sorts of enjoying substance. Yes. And outwardly, so much strict for his own personal livelihood. Otherwise, people would say, oh, this fellow, they are of the clan of Rajanish. They are all servants of Rajanish. They are in ideal also, they are devotees. The devotee idea of the Lord is very favorite to them, and they himself also gone in the name of God. They are passing so many adultery. This is the Rajanish class. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur. But it is not for us to imitate, only by physical imitation that won't give our the object of fulfillment. So our mundane life, whatever is necessary to keep on this body, we take that. This discomfort, the home comfort, the food comfort, we accept as much as necessary to keep up the energy, and then because body is vulnerable, big imitation. Body is not vulnerable. We have to admit that, and according to it, to take advantage from the physical world, to keep up our standard energy, and as much as possible to engage ourselves for the service which is already established by our masters with great penance and admiration. Krishna. Manu Vajra Samudkirne Sutrishi Vastami Mati, Kalidas says in Raghu Vamsa, that I have come with so a great ambition to write about Raghu Vamsa, such a renowned dynasty, and what capacity I have got to relate to describe about that. Heroism and magnanimity, all these things. But still, I may consider that so many other big poets have already described of their high ways, and mine would be only to follow them, just as Mano Vajra Samudkirne Sutrasya Vasti Megati. A garland of gem, jewel, the first, the pore within the jewel is done by some machinery.
Jewel.
The jewel is poured and his body, his whole is created within the jewel to me. And then the thread passes through the jewel. The jewel garland, the thread passes through the holes. Holes are already made by some instrument, hard instrument. Still needle or something like that.
Drilling. Drilling machine, that's called.
Drilling machine. It is create a hole, and this thread can pass only through that. So Rupa Sanatan, they have with the drilling machine, they have made the way, and like thread we are passing through easily. Easily we are going, but they had to make the hole as to strip. Morality, abnegation, all these things, to so that it will be possible for the people at large to think that though they have pleaded for the high sort of vilas, the past things of the Lord, but not for their sense satisfaction. That has been showed by their own example, ideal. And ours, like thread, we are passing through that, quoting their words and sentences. They have established the ideal, the Shastra, and we only refer to them and go on easily. They have said, they are not wanted in Vairagya, what you give so importance. They are also more than that. Still they have recommended that the sweet pastimes of the Lord, we must partake there, that is our highest fulfillment of life. And what you think, it is not that. It is all dedication and no exploitation. That is not sense exploitation. Sense exploitation of the insensible being, Lord, Adhukshaja, who has got not this mundane things there. All service. All service. Service also can take such a shape, as a sweet shape, that is the real and this is the perverted reflection. The real happiness is there because that is the highest stage of surrender to the autocrat enjoying entity. It is of this form. The highest form of surrendering is in this way. That is the form in which the highest surrender is have its full play. Full play. And here it is shown on the reflection, and perverted, and that is original. That is good, this is bad. It is worst, and that is best. Because of self-abnegation, because of serving, dedication. In fact, we have to understand the difference between dedication and exploitation. Dedication and exploitation. Dedication is pure, exploitation is filthy. We have to understand this plain thing. This primary thing. To differentiate between the two. Exploitation and education. And exploitation to the highest and dedication to the highest, we have to conjecture in that way. Exploitation in the highest, that is the lowest form of living. And dedication to the highest, that is the form of, highest form of life, the purest form. We have to differentiate between the two principles of life, dedication. Yes, wholesale dedication is not possible in sattva-gun, to a certain extent. We can really feel the nobility, nobleness of dedication. It is above liberation. Liberation from exploitation. And after that begins dedication. This plenary thing we have to understand. The basis of bhakti. Shuddha bhakti. Mad bhakti labhati parang brahma bhuta prasanna atma. No sochati, no kamsati. When we attain our brahma-bhuta, our conscious identification purely, then we have got no affinity for this mundane achievement. We neither mourn if we lose anything here, neither we are joyful if we gain anything here. All loss and the gain is equal of this mundane life. Then we can begin our life of dedication upward. In Bhagavad Gita it is mentioned, mad bhaktim labhati param. Then only it is possible to enter into the domain of high devotion. Param bhaktim labhati. After you get fully relieved from your all sorts of attachment for this mundane world. Name, fame, money, women, then delicious food, and all charms finished. Then only it is possible for you to enter into that band. To search after what is delicious to me, what food is delicious to me, with exemption of your interest. What is soft, touchable to me? What is beautiful to me? What is beautiful to my ear? You have to acquire those and apply for my satisfaction. Mad bhaktim bhavati param. Mahaprabhu says, eho bhajya. This is also superficial, go deeper. Madhvakti Lamati Paran. Now he is eligible to enter, but he has not yet entered. He is eligible. He has acquired his eligibility when he has got all charm for this mundane acquisition. He has acquired eligibility. Now he has to begin his life. When? Jnani Prayaso. Only through Shraddha. He is to enter. The Shraddha is the visa. With Shraddha, he will negotiate to enter. He will find, he will relish my tidings, whatever. Statement or relation comes to him about mine, and he will very earnestly attend those things from the real, from the genuine source. What charming thoughts are coming from the mystic world, and there lies my real fortune. With such eagerness, they will very ardently hear when it is coming from the the mouth, but from the lips of the genuine persons, agents. God who is second creation, ke not above. Nidai.
Nine.
Yes. Nidai Gaur Hari Bo, Nidai Gaur Hari Bo. Vidagdha did not come yesterday.
In the evening he came.
He came?
Yes.
Oh.
And then?
Came from Calcutta?
I don't know. Or Mayapur.
From Mayapur?
Yes.
And this morning went to Calcutta?
No, he went back the same evening.
Why?
In the night.
Why did he come and immediately
left? Some commitment there.
But still, why? He stayed here 1 hour?
And he came and what Your Grace was speaking yesterday, he heard the tape.
Oh, yeah.
Just to hear the tape?
Yeah.
And then ran.
He has invented the word that not 2 hours is necessary. Only in 5 minutes I can finish the 2 hours work.
Yeah.
He did not take also anything, no food, no prasad. No new news from through him?
No.
Krishna. His eye go very full.
Maharaj, this the flute of Krishna,
yes.
Venu, is that in...
Different types. Venu, Murali and the Bamsi.
Yes.
Three types. In length.
Yes.
Also perhaps in volume of or sweetness of the tune.
Mm.
There are some very small to keep always with him. And some Murali perhaps the longest. Bamsi Venu Murali. That is given in
Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu.
Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Maybe. Murali. Gayatri Murali Stukirtana Dhanam Radha Padam Dhimahi. What is Murali? The tune, the sound of Murali attracts to one's highest duty. Engage yourself. The chance has come. Come to serve me. Okay?
Yes.
Did you hear it? Did you hear it? Did you
hear it? Yes. And after that,
Kunta.
Penicillin ointment.
The sound of Murali, the sweet sound of Murali attracts us to engage, offers the chance of engaging ourselves in his service, confidential service, Murali. That is the highest fulfillment of life, the highest fulfillment. Of life. And Gayatri, what is meaning? That singing which we can get liberation. And the liberation in the positive sense, to be engaged in service. Liberation, the negative self, only to get out of the negative side. But that is not liberation of the positive conception. The positive conception of liberation, self-determination, Swarupa Siddhi, to be located in one's highest duty, service, function, in the organic whole. So, by this singing, this song, which gives us liberation proper, and the Murali sound is also, that is also song. Gayatri means song, the song of the Vedas, which gives us highest form of liberation. So Gayatri leading towards Murali, that is also sweet sound which attracts and engages us in the highest form of service. So Murali, the beginning is Gayatri, Samagan, Vedogan, and the highest object, the Murali, attracting, engage yourself in the service. Of similar thing. Do you find? Follow?
Yes.
So Gayatri and the Murali. Murali in its highest form and Gayatri in the beginner form. Gana Tayati. The song which gives us liberation, emancipation. And there also Murali attracts, come to serve me here. So similar thing. And one Kirtan Mahaprabhu is also Kirtan, Nam Kirtan, in the middle, leading and combining the two. Gayatri Muralishta Kirtan Dhanam. Ishta mana Abhipreta, that is the real object, the real purpose. What is the purpose of Murali? That is the Muralishta Kirtan, that is the wealth of Gayatri. And what is that? Murali is connected with whom? The highest pleasure of Krishna is in the company of Radharani. So the Gayatri is guiding us, really, if we can follow towards that Radha Rasyam. That meaning has been drawn from Gayatri by myself, by the grace of my Guru. And I heard that Jiva Goswami Prabhu has also given such sort of meaning to Gayatri. But I did not come across. He has also given a positive meaning of Gayatri. I don't know. Might be something like this. Because Vedi Shamastri Rahomiva Vidu Sudhivis Bhavikan, that is the leading instruction which will guide us everywhere. Whenever we shall read anything, our seeking tendency, characteristic must be of such order to have its fulfillment. Hidai Gaur Hari Bol, Hidai Gaur Hari Bol. Govinda Maharaj kaun hai? Hari Bol. Gauranga Sundar. Rup Sanatana Neva Vedji, Raghunath Das. And we had Jiva Goswami went after 90.
Wonderful.
Yes. And he began also from very young age, longest period engaged in service. From perhaps from 20 to 90. When he first came to Navadvip, met Indra Nityananda Prabhu. He wandered along with him to Dhamo and then asked him to go direct to Vrindavan.
So the Vanshi and Murali and Venu, they are servitors.
I don't know. Chintir Madhya Gita was Murali is very long, very big. আর বংশী বোধহয় সবচেয়ে ছোট দ্বাদশ অঙ্গুল। আর বংশী আর বেনু, বেনুটা বোধহয় মাঝে মাঝে গভীরভাবে ভক্তি রসামিত সিন্ধু না কিসে আছে উজ্জ্বল নির্মণি,
উজ্জ্বল নির্মণি,
উজ্জ্বল নির্মাণ যে বংশী বেনু না
একটা হচ্ছে আটাঙ্গুল আর একটা হচ্ছে গিয়ে
আটাউন না বারাউন
আটাউন
আটাউন।